WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's better than a movie show.
Like I said before, you see, they still got the Paiutes all stirred up, and they was nobody knowed how to cool them out, and I didn't have a thing to do that year. Little old 500,000 or 600,000 acre ranch going for me. Get them cows on in and swing on home with that money, but the snow comes swanging down. So like I said, I throwed the saddle on Jim, took off, that dawn must have been 250 miles by sundown, came to a big cliff where the water was swooping off the top, looked just like a cloud burst, knowed I had to go through. Hit Jim, swung through just like an eel, way down the side of the mountain there with a deer brush hanging along the trail. Knowed I had to go, didn't know where I was going, swung up the hill and run smack dab into six of the biggest daggone Paiute you ever laid your eyes on. Feathers are sticking up and painted by George, fit to kill. Well, thinking quick, I whipped up my gun. Get him out of here, Jim, by George, or I'll kill him. Don't shoot him, Fred. He's a thoroughbred. I don't give a doggone what he is. Look what he's done to them cabbages. Fine way to run a general store.
Hey, man.
You don't look so good. Are you all right? You look a little stressed.
I could not make a sound.
Yes, it's Jazz Corner, one-to-one with Kevin Amos. Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. to noon each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more.
It's going down.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber, Tuesdays at 6, to listen to good music together.
Hey, it's Takanumi. Sorry, that wasn't a whispery voice intentionally. That was a bit of phlegm there. Better. You're listening to Wound Liquor, and I hope you're having a good and healthy time. I never even told you what the theme for the show was, what the tagline, as it were. It is, "Don't harsh my buzz, my dude." Yeah, so we're talking about buzzwords and slang and secret jive talk. The kind of things that befuddle you and make you feel certainly out of step if you happen to be an older specimen. All these wonderful slang words and expressions, you know, they come up and they float up and they're in currency for a while and then they die and then they get resurrected. Inadvertently, like I was saying earlier, I mean, they become almost reflexive, you know, like, geez Louise, or, well, I'll be. Anyway, it all changes. It's all good. And enjoy your slangophilia, because it's a way of, I don't know, establishing that you are in the here and the now. And if you're young enough, it sounds great. If you're old enough, well, you know those types. Anyway, hope I'm not that type. Anyway, I want to tell you just how odd this can be, or disoriented it can be, you know? I mean, it just befuddles everybody who isn't part and parcel, another one, of that slang zeitgeist, that phraseology zeitgeist. Remember how people used to say zeitgeist? Anyway, this is a thing where I guess, I don't know, they were millennials or Gen Z, married, bought a house, fixer-upper, kind of. It was a modest house, a very, very modest house. It was their first home. And they were cleaning out the basement. It belonged to, I don't know, family, and I don't know, it probably built in the 50s sometime, okay? So these youngin' folks, they were cleaning out the basement, and they found this old Lipton tea bag. I mean, Lipton tea, who drinks Lipton tea anymore? I don't know. Or tea bags even, I guess. But yes, this commercial tea bag, Lipton tea bag. Now listen, here's where it gets really riotous. So they discover they have a ghost. And it seems to be like this old, portly guy, a grandfatherly guy. I don't know. I mean, it was all in that ectoplasmic obscurity, that ectoplasmic haze. And it kept appearing, and it kept peering into the open staircase to the basement. And when I say open staircase, it's only because I don't know how to explain it succinctly. It's a staircase, but you could see right through each of the steps into the basement below. And into the basement below, where they were cleaning out, were all these old Christmas ornaments and, you know, bric-a-brac. Bric-a-brac, there's another one that has been there for some time. And lo and behold, they kept seeing this character looking over the, or looking over, looking under the stairwell. And he went, "Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle." They remembered that very clearly. "Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle." And later on, they were talking to a family member, and apparently that was Uncle Vic. And Uncle Vic had passed away in the home, and Uncle Vic had a heart attack on the stairwell looking for his Lipton tea bag that he had dropped into a midst of Christmas ornaments and etc. Isn't that pretty strange? Well, they didn't know what he meant. I mean, they couldn't make out what, well, I'll be a monkey's uncle, actually meant. It was very puzzling. Puzzling all around. All right.
Good sense, innocence, cripple mankind. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came.
Come on, boy. Bye. fire in the sky. Fire in the sky.
Come back no more. strange noise. No matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen.
CT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.